Welcome back. We're getting set for the start of the second half. Jennifer Chillicothe. Got to watch those baseline drives. Figure out a way to shut down Jackson Bieber, who's burned you for 11 of their team's 22 points. And on offense, you got to figure out how to score off these turnovers that you're getting from Benton. Several chance on points there from Benton turnovers, and we didn't capitalize on them, so that kind of hurts. The outside shooting, I have confidence they will start to fall. 1 of 10 from the outside is Chillicothe, but law of averages should catch up. For Chillicothe, they start Walker Graves, Austin Morse, Nate McKitty, Mason Hayward, and Cade Snyder. Original starting five for Benton. Backdoor lob is open, but Cade couldn't finish it off. That's it. And Benton almost throws it away, but saved by Flowers up top to Smith, and he'll set it up. Fabian Harris, top of the key. Mr. Miss Dunk. Maciel Harris, Mr. MD. Double clutch inside, doesn't get it to fall. Second one falls in for Fabian Smith. Missed the first, got the rebound, stuck with it. Now a 6-point lead. Chillicothe needs to keep up the pace against them. Oh, Austin Morse pivots, elevates. That's a sweet-looking shot Austin Morse has. He's got 9, and it's a 4-point game once again. Smith across the timeline. Up top to Flowers. Circle left to Houston. Give inside. Layup doesn't fall for Bieber. His first miss. Chillicothe down court to Snyder. Lays it up and in. Hit him at half court, full stride, and it's back-to-back buckets for Chillicothe. Circle left, Flowers. Up top to Houston. Right side, Bieber. Fast ball movement around the perimeter. Cross court, three ball. He's open, and he drains it. He is Mr. Saxon Houston. And it's a 5-point lead now for Benton. Lob it inside to Graves. Lost out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds by Trey Flowers of Benton. Benton 27, Chillicothe 22. 5-point lead for Benton. Chillicothe's ball, low post right is where they inbound it. Quickly inside to Snyder, didn't get it to fall. He was fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. That's that quick hitter, what I call it. As soon as they hand the inbound of the ball, they quickly fire it to Snyder in the paint, as everyone else usually is napping. And in this case, Jackson Bieber picks up his first foul. First one in for Cade Snyder. First look at the free throw line for Cade. It's a 4-point game now. Hayward sets down for a breather, and Zach Trout is checked in. Snyder makes both of them. Two good-looking free throws. And it's a 3-point lead for Benton. Up top, Houston. Circle left to Harris. Cross court around the horn we go. Three-pointer Flowers off the rim. And that's going to be, well, it should be over the back, but no, they say it is a foul on, wow. Huh. Foul on Zach Trout, who is boxing out for the defense, but apparently got something out of kilter there, and Trout's second foul. Foul was on the floor. So the inbounded baseline right to Houston. Smith free throw line. Back out to, or Harris free throw line. Flops it out to Smith, who backs it out and sets it up again. Harris circle right looking inside. Instead goes to Harris baseline right. Smith not there for the triple. And another offensive board. Chillicothe not getting the rebounds here like we like to see. 27-24. 3-point lead for Benton. Shot doesn't fall. Flowers got his own rebound, then lost it, and here comes Chillicothe down court. Nate McKitty up top, Walker Graves right side. Cade Snyder, 3-pointer. Another miss. That one wasn't even close for Cade. He's 0 for 4. And Smith brings it down court, gives it to Harris. on the baseline. Inside Beaver kicks it back out now to Fabian Smith, and he'll back it back out and set it up top with Trey Flowers. 4:57 left in the third, 27-24, low-scoring game. 12-foot jumper, not there for Flowers. Chillicothe the rebound, they want to run a little bit, but McKitty pulls it back out, numbers game. Shakes and bakes, no shot there. Graves up top, turns down the tray. Turns around, hands it to McKitty. McKitty, circle left. Lobs it inside to Walker Graves. Missed his own shot, poked loose. And is set out of bounds off Graves. That's a rare miss for Walker Graves. He's usually pretty good inside like that. Will Jones checks in, and Trey Flowers sets down. Mason Hayward's caught his breath, and he'll check back in. 4:32 left to play in the third, and Austin Morris will get a breather. Benton 27, Chillicothe 24. Anyone's game. No one has led by more than six in this game. Both teams have led by six once. It's been a game similar to the Smithville game. It's a typical MEC game that doesn't involve Lafayette, to be perfectly honest. Driving inside, nice drive on the baseline, and Smith uses his quickness, and it's a five-point game again. Feed to Snyder, back out. Up top we go to McKitty, circle left, Lamp. Inside, low post to Snyder. Snyder wheels, deals, halfway down, back out. Over the back, you missed that call. And Chillicothe can't afford to go down by much more than this. They need to keep pace with him. Beaver. Up top to Thuston. Right side to Smith. Give inside. Oh, what are you going to call that? You don't call over the back down here, but you call a foul there. We are in St. Joseph after all. Mason Hayward, his second. Baseline right, inbounds play Thuston. Smith, right wing tray. Harris over the back, rebound doesn't fall. Also isn't called. You know, for all the height and athletic ability, Maciel Harris only has one bucket. I just wanted to point that out. 29-24, Chillicothe down by five. Could use a bucket here. 3:26 left in the third. Up top, Walker Graves, right wing to Brandon Lamp. Turns down the tray. Gets it to Snyder. Over to Hayward, circle left, up top to Lamp. 3:09 left to play in the third. Chillicothe down by five at Benton High School. McKitty lost it. Where's the foul for hanging on the rim for a five count? Yeah, you didn't call that one either. Bassett, although Harris did finally make a dunk. And we'll be back after this on KCHI. 31-24, I counted to five before he released the rim, and apparently in St. Joe, if you're Benton Cardinal, you can hang on the rim that long. Chillicothe's ball following the 60-second timeout. Could use a bucket here, down by seven. Don't want to get down by double digits. Oh, nice give inside the Lamp. Oh, and there's a foul on which one of the Benton players? We'll sort it out here. It's on Saxon Thuston. And that's his second. Well, they keep putting a T in it for the announcer. I keep seeing just S-A-X-O-N, so I'm going to call him Saxon. Lamp, first one, dances it around the rim, can't get it to fall. Free throw shooting woes continue for Chillicothe. Still a seven-point lead. See if we can convert this one. Lamp, the 6'3 junior. Takes his time, goes through his routine, and that one is noisy, and it doesn't drop either. Rebounded by Thuston. Two missed free throws for Chillicothe. Still a seven-point lead. Benton looking to build on that. Smith works it left wing. Goes up top to Beaver. Right side to Harris. Up top to Smith. Almost slips, sticks. Lost the basketball. Hayward knocked down, no call, rolling around on the floor, and they call a timeout. So you missed two fouls and a traveling call. 30-second timeout. Okay, I'll stop on that. We're back after this. Benton's ball when we return on KCHI. Benton 31, Chillicothe 24 at St. Joseph Benton High School. This boys' MEC contest. Both of these teams have one conference loss. Chillicothe 2-1 in conference. Benton 1-1 in conference. And Benton inbounds it in front of their own bench on the sideline. Gets it into Beaver. Up top to Smith. He's double-teamed. Shucks the defenders there. Drives inside. And Houston for two. Now Chillicothe has to score on this possession. It's a 9-point game. You got to keep pace with him. You got to get some back-to-back possessions. It's late in the third. And Graves double clutches. Can't get the shot to fall. And then rebound lost out of bounds. I said Chillicothe touched it last. Got to play some defense here. If you get down by double digits in St. Joe, it's tough. Minute 38 left to play in the third. Smith across the timeline. Baseline, Trey, not even close for Beaver. Rebound. Chillicothe just not clearing out boards. There's another wide open deuce, or Trey, turned down by Houston. Circle left now to Beaver. Up top to Harris. Right side, Houston, or Houston takes this wide open Trey. Another wide open. No one for Chillicothe knows the definition of a rebound. No one for Chillicothe can understand what a rebound is. Snyder down hard. They Harris, and this one's completely out of control. They body slammed Snyder. No call, obviously, because this is St. Joe, and Cool is upset. I don't blame him. Someone's going to get hurt if you don't get control of this ball game. 37-24, back in 30 seconds on KCHI. Well, some turnovers, some sloppy play, some fast breaks, some rough and tumble, and suddenly it's a 13-point ball game and a 10-0 run for Benton as they are dominating Chillicothe right now. 47 seconds left. Chillicothe brings it across the timeline. McKitty. Well, here's a bump you missed completely. McKitty misses the long-range deuce. Snyder steals it. Nice to see him back. Down court to Hayward. Immediately underneath to Morris. Morris puts it up. There's a bucket we needed. Nicely played. An up-tempo game there. 11 points for him, and it's an 11-point lead now. Keep whittling away at it. You got a quarter, but you got to make every possession count if you're Chillicothe. Will Jones, 10 seconds left. Up top to Smith. Oblivious of the clock, down to five. And a traveling call. Chillicothe, 3.4 seconds left. Chase Verdusco checks back in. And Zach Alder checks in. Graves gets it to Morris. Right side, McKitty, three ball. And a foul. A three-point free throw attempt for Nate McKitty. Well, you made up for a call there. About six more makeups is all you owe us. And is on Lug Adder. McKitty, first trip to the line tonight. First one, no good. Got to make these two, Nader. 37-26. End of the third quarter. That one's in. 11 points for Morris. Nate with eight. Snyder with six. Makes two out of three, and it's a 9-point game now. We're back in 60 seconds on KCHI.